This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Our question of the day last night and some discussion we had along with that had to do with the city's proposed new rental and minimum housing standards. Some questions about that came up at the council meeting, so we thought we'd try to answer some questions that Alderman and you have with Director of Planning and Public Works for the City of Galesburg, Wayne Carl, who's on the line. Wayne, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
First, with the rental program, it seemed to draw the most questions, at least to me. Can you kind of explain what it is you're trying to do here, and kind of what these what the end goal is?
Sure. Both ordinances, the housing minimum standards and the rental license ordinance, are existing ordinances that we have on the books, and we have just modified them. We have met with realtor, insurance people, tenants, landlords, and discussed the proposed changes of the ordinance, so it's not too onerous on the good landlords, but yet it has the effect to make sure that there's decent, safe, and sanitary housing for all the tenants throughout the city. So in regards to the rental license, the rental program, before it was a registration, it will be a license under this revision to the ordinance. A few of the definitions have changed, but for the most part, it's essentially what it was before, except for we've added categories to where there's three different categories. Most landlords will be in the self-inspection category where they haven't had a problem. We'll provide them a checklist of the things that they're required to check off to make sure that they meet the minimum standards, housing standards, and they'll submit that at the beginning of the licensure term, and then they'll be required to submit another inspection 5 years from that point. Now, that does not mean that they won't be inspected during that time period. It just is going to cover that five-year period. They're still subject to, if the city receives a complaint on a property, we'll go out and inspect the property with our own staff, go through the checklist, and verify that there's no problems with it. City staff will also be conducting random inspections. So just because somebody submitted a self-inspection form doesn't mean that they won't be inspected during that five-year period. It's actually likely that they will at some point be inspected by the city. But by doing the self-inspection, it kind of gets us up and running where the minimum standards are checked in all the rental units right off the bat. The exception would be larger landlords that have more than 10 units. They would have another year to get those inspections done at the beginning. So that gives them a little bit more time to get those inspections done. So that's kind of the major changes to the rental program. The idea behind the changes is to maximize our resources to target the problem areas. We don't want to be a burden to the majority of the landlords in town that do a great job with their rental units. We don't want to create a bunch of extra paperwork for them, but we do want to identify the problem areas. We want all tenants, no matter where they live, to live in a decent, safe, and sanitary environment. And so this ordinance change will help us focus our resources to the problem areas so we can get those addressed and repaired.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you just want to keep good landlords good, and maybe, I don't want to say drive bad landlords out of the business, but maybe that might happen here.
Well, I mean, the goal in all this, there are some teeth as far as the fines go with this, but the goal is not to fine anyone. The goal is to get things repaired so that they're a good living environment for people. And some people may have to make a decision whether it makes sense for them to repair the items and to continue to rent their units out. But that would be a very small number of places. Most places are going to be pretty decent with some problems that they'll have to address. But most of the landlords, like I said, we had landlords in on our committee. Most everybody tries to maintain their property to the best, you know, to decent, safe, and sanitary conditions. And I want to reinforce that the standards that we're using are what we call minimum housing standards. So it's just the basic minimums to make sure that people are living in somewhere that's decent, that you would want a loved one or a friend to live in, and no matter what the price point is. I mean, mm-hmm. whether it's the lowest rent or the highest rent, that at least these bare minimums are covered in all the rental units. And I will mention that the minimum housing standards has been an ordinance on the city for prior to 1969 even, and it applies to all housing, not just rental.
Right.
We're just using those standards as our checks for the rental units. Prior to this, I will say that the rental ordinance did use the International Fire Code, but prior to that, it was using the housing minimum standards before it got moved over to the fire department. So we're going back to the housing minimum standards that used to be used before the fire department took over doing some of the inspections.
In terms of the inspections themselves, there's not a case here, it sounds like, where an inspection would be forced. I mean, there'd have to be consent given during any inspection, right?
Well, they're required. It's a rental unit issue. So if the city pulls them up to be a random inspection or we receive a complaint on it, they are required to schedule an appointment that we can do that inspection.
Okay.
So that is a requirement. And it has been.
Yeah, okay.
We're not changing anything new there.
All right. So these two ordinance changes really kind of go hand in hand then, don't they?
Yes, because when we were looking at the housing minimum standards code, it had been a long time since they'd been updated, I think 1969 or something, right around 1970. And so we ought to make sure that they addressed some of the life safety issues that the fire department, the fire code, had utilized. So we sat down with the fire department, the fire marshal, and we added a couple things in and updated a few things to make sure that we were complying with the life safety issues that they had previously inspected for. So there are some changes in regards to life safety changes that got added, but there's not very many of those that got added for it. For the most part, everything was just brought up to date. The other thing we did with the housing code is some of the things that were written were kind of sort of technical and difficult for the regular landlord to be able to know what he's checking for on the mm-hmm. checklist. So we simplified the language, and in the checklist that's going to be provided to the landlords, it'll be a very simple statement, and so they know what they have to check for. And the checklist that the city uses to inspect the rental units will be the same checklist that the landlords will use for their self-inspection. So we're not operating on two different sheets, so a landlord can be rest assured when he does his self-inspection and the city comes out, we'll get the same results because we're using the same checklist.
Okay. We're talking with Planning and Public Works Director Wayne Carl on Galesburg's Evening News. I thought maybe, if you don't mind, and a couple of people I've interviewed in the past don't like when I do this, but I will anyway. We had a couple, when we posed this question about whether the city should even be doing this yesterday, we had a couple of interesting responses I thought I'd share with you that maybe you could respond to if you think you can.
Sure.
One person, Jessica here, said that she thinks her neighborhood, quote, has gone to crap because of renters. Says it used to be a very nice, quiet neighborhood, but the people who rent these houses have no respect for others. It seems like every house in Galesburg that is being bought is being turned into a rental. That really maybe sounds like that might be the extreme of what kind of problems you're trying to address here.
Well, and there's a lot of generalizations in that statement, and
yeah.
I'm sure that in the neighborhood that's probably what it seems like. But I will say that there are a lot of rentals in Galesburg, and that's why it's really important to have this rental inspection program, is to make sure that not only the interior is decent, safe, and sanitary for the occupants, but also the exterior. So the housing minimum standards address some of the exterior. I mean, it's basic exterior, like you can't have holes in the side of your soffits, and your roof can't leak, and your chimney can't be leaned over like it's going to tip over. All the windows have to be in the house. But some of these homes that comment is addressed at don't necessarily meet the minimum standards. And so this will help kind of, before somebody can rent it out, those things will have to be checked off by the landlord if it's a self-inspection,
mm-hmm.
or by the city if it's a city inspection, to make sure that it's a weather-tight home, there's no rodent infestation or any kind of a health concern.
Tiffany says, so many landlords patch a problem instead of truly fixing it. If you haven't ever gone and looked at some of the places for rent, you definitely should. It sounds to me like patch, in terms of landlords just patching a problem instead of really fixing it, that's kind of what some of what you're addressing here with these inspections, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if it's your own home, you may choose to do, you know, we're not going to go and tell a landlord that as long as he's fixed something properly so it's no longer a danger to the tenant, that's going to be satisfying the code. We're not going to say, well, you should have rewired the whole unit instead of fixing this part. You know, that's not what it's intended. But if there's exposed wires, then we're going to tell them that those have to be fixed by a licensed electrician and you need to get that work done immediately for the safety of the occupant. So, yeah, I mean, that's what it's going to address. There should not be, over time, it takes some time to get this all implemented to where it's being effective, but this should make quite a big improvement to neighborhoods where there's a lot of rentals.
A couple of people suggested that maybe the city should consider, well, in one case here, quote, first lower taxes, therefore making it easier for first-time home buyers. That doesn't sound like that's a... I mean, you could think about that, but that's not really going to make properties become rentals or not, right?
Well, obviously, the property taxes are a certain rate based on the value of the home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that sometimes the property taxes, obviously, everybody complains about property taxes no matter where you live,
right.
Whether it's in Galesburg or anywhere else. Any other state, too, it's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants more taxes, but we have core services that we have to provide, and it costs a certain amount of money. Can we be more efficient? Yeah, we're always looking for ways to be more efficient to help lower any proposed tax increase so we don't have to have tax increases, that kind of thing. So I do think that obviously if the taxes are not high, that people are more likely to improve properties as well. I mean, that goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
But the definition of what high is has to do with what services are expected, you know?
Yeah. Something I was just thinking of here, you mentioned there seemed to be, as you said, quite a number of rental properties in Galesburg. Is there any way to kind of, that you've looked at that in terms of other communities of similar sizes? Do we know?
I don't know how we compare with other similar-sized communities. I would just say that I feel like we're probably a little bit higher than average in the fact that we're probably a third of our properties are rentals. But that's just my gut. I don't know for sure. We have not pulled that data to see how we compare with other communities as far as percentage of rentals.
I'm going to pull this question is going to sound completely biased, but I don't mean it to sound that way. In listening to some of the council discussion the other night, Wayne, it seemed to me, as you said, that you have this committee with landlords that have provided suggestions to help make things easier, and the city said that you worked with aldermen to try to make these changes. But yet it almost sounded to me like the aldermen had more questions than answers here. How involved were aldermen in this process?
Well, we did the steering committee did not involve the aldermen.
Okay.
We had a work session, I think last July, where we met with the aldermen. We kind of went through the ordinance changes, and then we allowed aldermen a chance to review and provide comments to us, and some provided more comments than others, and then we addressed those comments just back and forth. And our final product that we brought to council there Monday took into account those things. But I will say that, you know, whenever you do anything anywhere, there's always a consensus that you're looking for. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to make everyone like every part of this. These two ordinances, there's always a group that will think you need to do more, and there's going to be a group that thinks you need to do less. These ordinances are our existing ordinances, as I mentioned. We've done rental inspections. We've had the housing minimum standards, and so we tried to toughen them up just a little bit for the problem areas, and so we could direct our resources to those problem areas. But we're never, I don't believe, in a community we'll get full agreement on anything that
right.
we do. We're looking for the middle. We're looking for a consensus to make an improvement to an existing program. And I feel like both these ordinances are good. They make a solid improvement to the conditions in Galesburg without making an undue burden on the majority of the landlords that are doing a good job.
Yeah.
But there's adequate protections for the tenants so they can make sure that they live in a decent, safe, and sanitary dwelling.
We had one comment, as frankly, predictably so, suggest that the government should just leave these people alone. How would you respond to that?
Well, that would be ideal. I most laws are created because there was a problem with mm-hmm. something. And if everybody did everything in everybody's eyes that was good and there were no problems, then we wouldn't need any of these regulations or rules. But sometimes people don't do what would be normal expected, and so the government has to step in and make rules, and that's why we have the minimum standards. They're not, obviously, if you go to look at a rental unit, there may be a lot of things that you want or you think you should have in your rental unit that aren't going to be things that I check off on the housing minimum standards. I mean, you may want a specific layout of your park. Those are not things that we're checking on. These are minimum standards just to make sure of the health of our citizens, that they have a decent place to live.
Before we wrap up, Wayne, is there anything about these changes we haven't touched on or that folks might want to know, assuming the council goes and approves them?
Well, if council approves them, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve.
Okay.
We plan to have some education sessions for landlords on the checklist, and we'll be providing that checklist out to the landlords. Also, there'll be an education for the tenants in regards to any of the changes that have been gone into effect. I do want to mention that we're not proposing any kind of a increase of the fee. It's been $15 for a long time, and we're going to keep it at $15.
Okay.
I didn't feel like that was something that we wanted to get into with this. Our main goal was not to raise revenue. It was to try to improve the condition of the rental units, and so that's really it. The education will come if council approves that.
All right. Director of Planning and Public Works, Wayne Carl, thanks so much for taking the time to answer all these questions. I greatly appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Galesburg's Evening News continues next on WGIL.